Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is the co-founder of the band who, over the last two decades, has become a holiday touring juggernaut, thrilling millions upon millions along the way. And over the years, he has become a great friend to the show. The band is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. His name is Al Pietrelli.
My brother,
how are you, man? You guys are, I feel like you're gearing up so early with this, but I know it just gets bigger and bigger every year, so you have to.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the year went by in about 2 minutes.
So, yeah.
You know, last thing I remember is we were hanging out with you guys, and now we're back on the phone again. It's been an incredible year. First of all, how you doing? How's the family? How's everybody?
Everybody's good, man. It's been a pretty pain-free year, luckily for us. Mom and dad are doing all right. My brothers are okay, man. Everybody's been good. The dogs are okay. So I just took a nice bike ride from Sturgis to Portland, down to San Francisco, and then back to Kansas City.
That's awesome. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad all is well. And
you?
And here we are again, brother.
You and your son, everybody is, and all your kids, obviously, but you're
everybody's great, thanks.
But
I got nothing to say other than everybody's great, and I'll take that. You know, that's the best day ever that way. You know, my two daughters are off to school. Back to making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every morning, all that, you know. So it's a great day.
And your son in the military?
Two boys in the military.
Yeah, two boys.
One just made chief in the Coast Guard, and my youngest is on a nuclear sub out of Pearl Harbor. And my middle son is a outstanding working musician. So, you know, I've been blessed across the board. I got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're back out on the road again. And have you guys already, you're not at practice yet. You're not up in Omaha, are you?
No, not yet. I just actually got back from Tampa, where we've been doing a lot of the preliminary kind of nuts and bolts work for the show. As you know, or I think you know, we're going back to the original show, which is Christmas Eve and Other Stories. We haven't done that in about 8 years, so there was a lot of work to do to it because things have grown up so much over the last 20 years of touring, production-wise, musically, and, you know, the audience, everybody involved. So we want to make sure it's the best show ever, and we're putting an incredible spin on this show. I just can't wait to bring it back out again.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Oh, my God. And that is the goddamn gut-wrencher one, too. Like, they'll all get you, but that's the one that breaks me every time. Like, that's, I mean, truly, like, it's, I'll be wearing a hoodie so I can throw the hood up.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if I can get away with it, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
These songs, you know, they take it on new meaning to me. I mean, I recorded these with Paul O'Neill, 24 years ago. And, you know, I was, 33 at the time, 34 at the time, whatever. You know, now, you know, when I hear the song Ornament about a father who's missing his child at night, it really has taken on a whole new meaning because, like you had just said, I got two boys in the military.
Yeah.
You know, my third boy, you know, doesn't live near me, so I don't get to see my kids that much. You know, so it really just kind of chokes me up. These songs do, like, just they take on new definitions and new meanings year after year. And, you know, we've all grown up. I mean, you know, since 1995, when this first hit the radio, 96 when the record came out, a lot's gone on in all of our lives, and we still have the commonality of sharing the show together, so I can't wait.
No, and it really is, we've said it so many times before, but the show is from 8 to 80, everybody, there's no way to not enjoy it. It is truly, there's so many things that they say are family-friendly or family, you know, entertainment, and all that means to everybody is, oh, that's going to suck. And this is the one thing that in no way, it's everything you want it to be. Everybody finds something great in it across the board. There's just no way to go and say, yeah, that wasn't worth the ticket price. If you walk away feeling great, you were in the middle of a pretty happy crowd. And above all, these days, to be in the middle of a happy crowd is almost impossible.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. And that's one of the things I'm so proud of. Is, you know, people, there's a stigma attached to, you know, like a family show and things. It's not a family show. It's just an amazing show that a family can go together. You know, two, three generations of people sitting with each other all celebrating, you know, their definition of what the holiday is, and we've become the soundtrack for them. So, you know, I think over the last bunch of years, you and I always say, you know, it's one thing to be in a rock and roll band. It's a whole different thing to be part of this, and to have watched it grown up and to see it continue to grow is just an amazing thing.
Yeah, well, to lose the noise of this world has never been more important. And to go somewhere that it doesn't matter how you voted, how you feel, I promise you, if you have any interest in your humanity, your family, anybody you've ever loved, another human being, this show will, it breaks down everything. There's nothing in it that anybody could ever have any discussion with, you know, in terms of, mm-hmm. I don't agree with that, or I don't feel that way. Like, this is the as basic as human a night as you'll ever have. And, yeah, and the only way absolutely. To understand it, when I say something like that, if you've not been, you just have to go. You have to go.
Well, I think you should. You know, I mean, so many people have gone. I mean, I don't know. Well, we've done, 15, 16 million tickets over the years? It's a lot of people. And, you know, I'd say, like, you know, half of them keep coming back and bringing new people, you know. For, you know, people in your listening area who've never seen it, you know, I hate to sound cliche, but you really don't know what you're missing. Like, you just nailed it. It's such a celebration and a universal celebration. It, you know, it's got nothing to do with anything, just the good of humanity, and it's a beautifully written, a beautifully executed show, and it's going to be the biggest production we've ever done.
Well, and that's the other fun thing is we do, and one of the good things about this day and age, and there aren't that many, but this is one of them, is that there's new theatrical effects being developed everywhere in the world, and that you guys always get your hands on all the stuff earliest, and the stuff that you'll see on all the other giant tours, only you're going to see it next year. These guys have are known for the greatest pyro, greatest lasers, greatest smoke, snow, sound. I've to this day never seen a production as big on any level in an arena like that. It just doesn't happen. Nobody else does that. And I think that's because, you know, you do two shows a day, so you're able to make a bigger ticket debt because nobody could afford to bring this kind of gear with that many people, that much road crew out if you didn't.
Yeah. Well, listen, hearing you say it, you kind of, you know, it sums up. If I say it, I'm trying to sell it. You're saying it. You're just kind of reiterating the truth.
Well,
you know,
anybody who's been to the Grand Canyon goes, it's incredible. And you take a picture, the same thing you were looking at, you try to show it to a friend, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't translate, man. You got to go yourself. And I promise you, man, I've never known one person that we're like, hey, man, you got to go. They went. They always come back and go, that was incredible. I'll be back next year.
Yeah, and that's what makes me proud, because I think it would break my heart and everybody else in the organization if any one person ever said, it was okay.
Yeah, no, that's
going to happen.
Yeah, there's no in-between. No, it makes Kiss look like the 90s Nirvana show.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. It's big,
yeah,
big.
It's huge. And I got, you know, I'll always tip my hat to our crew, our production managers, our department heads, because they are the best in the business. And, you know, when they all start kind of scratching their heads and putting pen to paper, you know, I'd say by like February or March for the following year, they just come up with the most harebrained ideas. You know, I remember like Paul O'Neill, his family sitting down saying, hey, let's try this. And I would just kind of go, oh, my, this will never work. And it always works because these guys don't know what the word no means.
Yeah.
You know, they will make anything that you can imagine in that arena. And like you said, we're going to do it first, and then next year you'll see people try to kind of, you know, embellish on it. I don't want to say copy it or anything like that, because, you know, like all these other bands, you know, enjoy the technology, but we're going to kick the tires first, you know, and you guys will see it the first time ever with us. So
yeah.
That's always exciting, too.
And there really is. I've gotten to the point now where I can get out of my seat, because before I just wouldn't leave. And now I'll find myself, I'll walk purposely to the back and then up a little bit because I want to see it from a different perspective. Because you actually, when you sit close enough, let's say 50 rows, you're missing a great deal of it. You really are. Like, if you sit further back and up a little bit, there's a whole nother picture that you get to see that's pretty, it's astounding.
It's a different show back there, and I'm glad you said that because, you know, I know tickets are going on sale today.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want people to, like, worry that they got to sit, like, in the first 10 rows. You know, that's a great show, you know, up front, you know, and personal. But in the back of the arena, it's like you had said, it's having, like, this overview. Like, it's the most incredible thing. I've never seen it. I don't think I ever will see it. I've seen pictures and films, obviously. But what everybody tells me is that when you're, like, in the very back of the arena, it's a whole different world back there, and it's incredible.
Well, you get the magnitude of stuff like these incredible lasers. And you know me, I'm a nerd. Like, we'll work for weeks and weeks on my Halloween display. 2,000 kids will come through. I mean, we built 35-foot robots last year that shot fire with full LED screens. We had the whole thing mapped out and synced up to five different songs. And my buddies at DSS Productions put all that on for me. And we, you know, and this is so, you know, I love this kind of stuff. I love to know how it goes together. And then you see that, and you're just like, how in the hell does this even exist? From projection mapping to the pyro stuff, from the lasers to the way the stage is moving, to the volume of the thing that's so full but not ear-splittingly loud.
It really is incredible, and I'm so proud of our crew. I'm so proud of our manager. You know, I'm so proud of everybody because they want it to be better than it was last year. People aren't just showing up for work again, going, all right, let's do it again. You know, they're showing up to work, you know. And if you're a New England Patriots fan, and that doesn't really matter, but those guys, I mean, I don't know exactly how many Super Bowls they've won, but it's a bunch of them. And every year Belichick brings the team back, and he just says, and just using them as an example, okay, we're going to rebuild this, and we're going to start over, and we're going to do it even better than last year. You know, anybody in any profession, in any walk, you know, who can do that, you know, I admire.
Yeah.
My Jets, not so much. But anyway.
Look, well, the thing is with this show is everything that works gets to stay. Anything that's it's 99.9, it gets reworked till it's 100, and it'll be fun. I'm excited to see the show, and I'm really happy that you're going to go back to an original one because there's, you know, almost 10 years of people that have no idea what we're talking about.
Exactly.
And that's the one that caught me off guard, and I'm not going to give it away. But there's a three quarters of the way through. There's just a scene about missing people and family that is just, it'll destroy you. It will absolutely crush you.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get through it, you know, because, you know, I'm standing on stage and, you know, there's moments where I'm thinking about my kids, you know, who, you know, are on the other side of the planet or wherever they are. Everybody misses somebody around the holidays.
Yeah.
And this show really sums it up, you know, in old Paul O'Neill stories, you know, it's got a happy ending in a very Frank Capra-esque way. And I just can't wait to bring this one back out. It's been too long, and it's going to be our best show ever.
Hey, side note, man, you played with D for a long time. I just had an exchange with D. He's, man, he's kind of quietly decided to go and do his movies and all the other projects that he's got going. And I think that he may not be out doing anything live for a very, very long time.
Listen, you know, D has never stopped.
Yeah.
In the early 80s and even the late 70s when I grew up on Long Island.
Oh, I lost him.
I wish him always the best because whatever he does is always great.
Yeah, no, he's really something, man. Anyway, I thought about that because I know you guys had known each other from back in the day. And by the
long
way, I looked at that documentary, but the Twisted Sister documentary. I kept thinking at some point there's going to be a glimpse of picture of Al Petrelli in somewhere in there because it was so thick in the mix of everything from Long Island.
Yeah, well, I remember being in the audience many, many nights watching D do his thing, and then it was a privilege to share a stage with him, and we spent a lot of nights and a lot of miles just talking about different ideas we both had. And, you know, the fact that he's continuing on at the top of the food chain and doing great, it's great to see. You know, I always wish him and his family the best.
All right, listen, I love you, Al. I know you got a lot. They told me you were doing upwards of 500 interviews over the next few days.
That's a lot of coffee I'm going to be drinking, brother.
Jesus Christ, Al. All right, listen. I said, the best to you, man. I'll see you in a few months, man, and we'll talk again. But always, man, I'm glad you had a good year. I'm glad everybody's good. And thank you for everything. I'll see you in a few months.
Back at you, brother. Much love, and I'll see you soon. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
See you, brother.